This is the College Football Preview from the Sports Talk Media Network. Phil Kornblut, along with Chris Bergen. Clemson Tigers, Chris, up in Pittsburgh on Saturday. Home of the Steelers, but also home of the Pitt Panthers. Now, at one time, it looked like Pitt was going to be a strong contender for the ACC crown, but a couple of losses here recently has set them back. Clemson still in the hunt. The Tigers have to win. They'll finish 7-1 in the league if they win Saturday. That still might not be good enough to get them in the ACC championship game.
Crazy, right? We would have thought before the season began, 7-1 at worst would get you in. Maybe 6-2 probably on the outside looking in, but 7-1, didn't think that SMU would be undefeated of all teams. And you're right, a couple of weeks back, you kept saying you felt like Pittsburgh would be the biggest challenge that the Tigers had, maybe even more so than South Carolina. Don't think that's the case anymore. As Clemson looks to go undefeated in road games, how about this for the 10th time, and it would be the 5th time under Dabo Swinney. So, and to do so, we're going to have to figure out a way to get Kate Klubnik off to a better start. I found this stat fascinating, Phil. Greenville News said it. He is 24 of 44, 168 yards passing, one touchdown and one interception, been sacked 3 times in the last 2 games in the first half. The Tigers have really struggled coming out of the starting blocks. Once they get going, they played very well, but they've got to find a way to get off to a quick start, especially on the road against Pittsburgh, a team they should beat. But the question is, will they?
Yeah, last time they went up there, they got beat. A complete game effort. That is what Clemson's looking for. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure they've really had that this year. And, of course, they haven't played the stiffest competition. This will be one of the best teams they've played to date. And even with that win, they're going to need help, as you mentioned, to get to the ACC championship game. How about this? South Carolina, Missouri, Saturday afternoon in Columbia. Gamecocks closing out SEC play, trying to get to 5 wins in SEC play against a Missouri team that's beaten them 5 straight times, and the Gamecocks are now 14-point favorites.
And I told you before the season began, when Missouri and South Carolina get together, Phil, in late November, middle of November, one of the teams is going to be a double-digit favorite. Would you have believed it would be South Carolina and a legitimate double-digit favorite?
No.
I don't think so either. I would have picked everything on Missouri, but they've got quarterback issues. Whether or not Brady Cook plays on Saturday, that'll be a big factor for them. He's listed as doubtful, at least was earlier in the week. If he doesn't go, Drew Pine's got to face an extremely difficult defensive front. Gamecocks sitting 2nd in the SEC with 33 sacks, and Drew Pine has a propensity to turn it over. But the one thing Missouri does have going for them, if he can get time to throw, he's got one of the best wide receivers, not just in the SEC, but in the country, in Luther Burden. And here's a guy, 45 catches, 505 yards, but he hasn't had a touchdown since week 4 against Vanderbilt. So Missouri not nearly as talented and not nearly as good a football team as we thought they would be here at this juncture. However, that being said, they are still in the race for the SEC. And so this is a huge game for them, just as it is a huge game for South Carolina.
Yeah, Theo Weiss, another guy you have to worry about on the offensive side, catching the football for Missouri. And I would expect they haven't run the ball as well this year as they did last year when they had a great running back. They have more of a running back by committee. But I think the feeling is that Missouri will come out and try and play physical against the Gamecocks and run the football.
And this is a team that South Carolina needs to beat. It looks like they've gotten back over the Kentucky hump. You know, that was one of the teams that has sort of stuck in their crawl the past couple of years. Missouri's that team now. If the Gamecocks are going to legitimately, not necessarily this year, but moving forward, contend in the SEC, they've got to play better against Missouri. The Tigers have won the past 5 in the series. South Carolina's got to win this game on Saturday to prove that they have turned the corner, and this will be a good test for them. But it's a game that at home is a double-digit favorite. They should win.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Coastal Carolina. Shauna Clear is coming off that big win Thursday night against Appalachian State, Thursday night of last week, of course, at home against Appalachian State. Very impressive performance. And Bennett with, 3 touchdown runs in that game. So they put it together offensively, played very good defense. Now they go to Marshall. Can they carry the momentum from that win over to Saturday?
If they can match the emotion, and I'm not sure it'll be possible, this will be the 75 game up at Marshall. It'll be an interesting place and an emotional scene on Saturday, as earlier this week was the anniversary of the plane crash, the tragedy back in 1970 on November the 14th. And Phil, every year they designate a home game around that date to honor the memory of the 75 plane crash victims, and Coastal happens to be the opponent this weekend. So you can only begin to imagine how hard Marshall is going to play. Coastal, you talked about Clemson getting a complete effort, play all 4 quarters. Maybe the Tigers haven't done that all year. Coastal had not done that all year up until this past Thursday when they played by far their best game from start to finish against Appalachian State. They may have to improve on that effort just to be in the game against Marshall, because I can only begin to imagine, I'm told by other teams in the Sun Belt, their radio guys, when you face Marshall on the 75 game, you better bring your lunch pail, because they are going to play as hard as they possibly have. And Marshall's got a lot to play for. They're in a tie in the Sun Belt East Division race with Georgia Southern. They're a good football team to begin with. They've got a very good defensive line. So Coastal's going to have its hands full on Saturday.
All right, let's take a look at the rest of the schedule. Furman going to finish up the year on the road, back-to-back road games. Saturday at East Tennessee State, next Saturday at Mercer. The Paladins have lost four in a row. Meantime, Wofford has won its last two, both on the road, and they'll be home to take on the Citadel Saturday. Presbyterian, on a two-game winning streak, plays at Marist. South Carolina State, looking to stay unbeaten in the MEAC, plays at Morgan State. Charleston Southern, which is on a long losing streak, will be at Eastern Illinois. Newberry closes out the season at home against Emory and Henry. Erskine also plays its final game of the season on Saturday at West Alabama. North Greenville finishes up against Chawan at home. Limestone plays its finale at home against Carson Newman. And Anderson will play its final game of the season at Lenoir Rhyne. Benedict and Allen wrapped up their campaigns last weekend. That'll do it for the college football preview. For Chris Bergen, this is Phil Kornblut on the Sports Talk Media Network.